Now, will you notice, verse 14, there was a little city and few men within it. There came a great king against it, besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now, come a little closer, Mr. Marxist, and listen. You communists, listen to this. Hear a parable. You want to lift up the burden, the banner of the downtrodden? You want to defend a minority group? The cause of the underdog? Is that the thing that you're interested in? Well, may I say to you, there will arise a dictator. A great king will come against a people that let down their defenses and spend all their time with social problems which unsaved men cannot solve. And they've had now 5,000 years minimum, probably 6,000 years, and it could be much longer than that, and they have not solved the problems of life. How much longer do you think God ought to give man to work these out? Now, we come to verse 15, and I'm reading, "Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man." And who was that man that came and brought deliverance? His name was Wisdom. And for the child of God today, Christ has been made unto us wisdom. There was found in it a poor, wise man. And he came down to this earth in poverty. And now he could actually say, the birds of the air have nests, the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. He was a poor man. Verse 17, "The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. The voice of the Lord Jesus will prevail." I think that's always a tremendous thing that is said concerning him. He'll come with a voice, a shout, the voice of the archangel, and that's his voice, sound of a trumpet, and his voice will be like that of a trumpet. His voice will prevail in this world today. Above the babel of voices, why, his voice will prevail.